Page 11, sidebar 1. Finances and marriage. Over the years, many marriage counselors and couples have cited finances as a major cause of divorce. In 2007, the Journal of Marriage and Family published a study that found that issues over money ranked second to infidelity as a leading cause of divorce. As a result, many assume that a lack of sufficient income is the reason so many marital unions dissolve. While failure to adequately provide for a household can certainly cause hard feelings, leading eventually to divorce, a study by the University of Oklahoma found that two factors most responsible for the increase in divorces were no-fault divorce laws and higher income. At patriot.net/tildacrouch/adr/nakonezny.html. In short, when people don't have to explain why they want a divorce and there's plenty of money, the rate of divorce increases. Of course, some will note that it's a good thing people have sufficient money to divorce if the marriage is irretrievably broken. But an additional point to note here is that a lower level of income doesn't automatically cause divorce. In fact, not being able to easily divorce because of a lack of money may positively influence partners to work on their relationship and resolve their disagreements. When it comes to finances and having a successful marriage, the real key isn't the amount of money a couple earns, but whether the husband and wife work together in a loving, respectful manner as they make their financial decisions. If you would like some practical biblical advice to help you better handle your money, request or download our free booklet, Managing Your Finances. End of sidebar.